Hello, if you're listening to this, I got the dates wrong on the latest podcast. It is actually April 19th, not April 18th. And yes, I am currently in bed. If you're hearing this when it comes out, I am currently in bed, possibly writhing in pain. So, yeah. Also, happy 350th episodes, I guess.
For this ad, a sponsor from what? Anchor.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the I Smoke a Cigar podcast. A very late episode for April 18th, 2021. And today we're going to talk about the NASCAR race today at Martinsville. And I thought it was a good race. Well, mostly. It's got boring at the beginning. It was at Richmond today, and it was at Richmond, not Martinsville. Martinsville race was really good from start to finish, but like that's just Martinsville. It's as good as Bristol, but suffering from acid going back up, but I can't deal with it right now because I can't eat anything or drink anything, so I'm gonna have to suffer. Anyway, I fell asleep at 10 o'clock, thinking I was going to sleep until 11, but then I woke up at 3. Because my body's a mess. Anyway. But yes, the race at Richmond . Most of the race was pretty decent. Yeah. You know, there was some good passes for the lead, some good pit strategy. There was a spin or two to break the action, so there's that. But all in all, I call this a good race. The ending was when things really got crazy. There's some bold pit strategy, and Kevin Harvick got into a wreck, which shook everything up. Denny Hamlin was gonna tango with Joey Logano there, and all of a sudden, Kevin Harvick spun, which opened the door for Alex Bowman, and Bowman took advantage and won the race by passing Logano at the last 10 laps. No, passing Hamlin at the last 10 laps. Incredibly frustrating for Hamlin, but, you know, he's currently the leader. He's currently the points leader. He's been wicked consistent all day. So, wicked consistent all year long, so this could be his year. Win a couple races, but he's a lock for winning the championship. But he's really gonna come in clutch later in the year. there's also Eric Amarola had a good day. He was in sixth. That is very good. That's very good for him, because he hasn't had a top 10 all year until this race, which is very, very good for Studeros Racing, because they're currently struggling with Briscoe and Custer being outside the top 20 in points, all that stuff. So, yeah, Amarola needed a good result, and Richmond's one of his better tracks, so, yeah. We'll say the 2311 team of Bubba Wallace was kind of disappointing today, but, you know, it's growing pains. They're still a new team. They're kind of been thrown together at the last minute. You know, they didn't have a car until a couple of weeks before the Daytona 500, so they're kind of ramshackle and all that, but, you know, it's just growing pains they gotta work out. Jack Owls also had a kind of a disappointing day. They finished in 15th, but they were, Suarez finished like 16th or 17th, but they were a lap down. But Suarez has consistently shown speed and all that stuff. He's definitely going to be in lock for the win this season, you know. Anything can happen this season. Hendrick is having a great season this year. Their main guy, Chase Elliott, is the reigning champion, Kyle, and he hasn't won a race this year, but, you know, he's still the reigning champion. That's something to be proud about. And Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Alex Bowman all have won races this year, so those are very good numbers to keep. Very good momentum. Hendrick has seemed to have gotten a lot of its speed back. You know, they figured out. New guys figured out how to get in the victory lane, and they took real big advantage of it. So that's going to be it for me today. Tomorrow I'm going to be in a hospital bed, possibly crying my eyes out. But anyway, that's it for me. And I will see you tomorrow.